And I don't know what I'm doing. I see myself
Detta är en del av de cirka 4000 små gubbar och gummor som idag får den långa vägen ut till Arlanda och ändå inte såg ett skvätt. För han och hans kompisar får ut en helt annan väg. Polisen är ganska listiga i de där trakterna, ska ni veta.
Mr. John Lennon. We in Stockholm are always very glad to say welcome to a young author from Liverpool. In fact, you are the first author from Liverpool I've ever seen.
Great.
But your first book sold in 350,000 copies and came out this year. Is that right?
That's right.
That's right. And tell me, you brought three of your friends. Could you please introduce
them? Yes, there's George Parasol, Ringo Stone, and Paul McCharmley.
And did they have anything to do with your book? Did they help you or did they hinder you in any way?
No, they typed it out for me.
That's right. I mean, they can spell and you...
Oh, they spell very greatly.
That's nice. By the way, I read a review about it in Times Literary Supplement and then I read the book. And then I wonder, are you influenced by Thurber or James Joyce?
None of them.
James Stewart
and Betty Grable.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, I'm quite sure that our Swedish viewers would like to hear you read one of your poems.
Right.
Good.
Good job, Nigel.
Yeah?
Half, half, he goes, a merry sight, our little hairy friend. Half, half, upon the lamppost bright.
So like that.
Half in round the bend.
This one's better.
Is that better?
Look.
Ja, vad John Lennon säger och vad hans kompisar säger, det må de som kan liverpoolska ha glädje av.
just me. I just get my yamas. I just like to leave you with this message. They say the best things in life are free, except on TV.
As you all know, Harris Wilsard won the general election with a very small margin over the Tories, thus putting the Labouring Party back into power after a large abscess. This he could not have done without span the barking of the trade unions, headed by Frank Cunnings, who now has a safe seat in Nuneaton, thank you, and Frank, only 62, Bowles, who hasn't. Sir Alec, doubtless whom, was, quote, bitterly disappointed, but managed to keep smirking on his 500,000-acre estate in Scotland with a bit of fishing and that.
I'm sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. No short head, yellow belly, son of Tricky Dicky's gonna mother Herbert's up. So me, but just a pocket full of hope. Money for dough. Money for road. Woo-hoo.
Tested the mindless arms race and the filthy war in Vietnam, and were persecuted and finally forced to seek refuge in another country. Wow, it sounds like a ballad to me. Oh man, Bangkok, Thailand, has launched an air sea search and fishing boat carrying some 400 Vietnamese refugees. The boat was towed back out to sea after arriving in Thailand, sources said, because of a breakdown in communication. Oh Lord, the boat was towed into Thai waters by a German freighter of the Thai Navy, unaware that the refugees had been guaranteed resettlement in West Germany, took the boat back out to sea after providing the passengers with provisions. Chinese newspapers have made their first reference to the country's current war poster campaign, quoting Vice Premier Chiang Kai-shek as saying the country's stable and its leaders are confident of implanting modernization programs. Oh, this should get me in the village voice. Chiang gave his blessing to the campaign, but he commented, not all the opinions of the masses are carefully thought out, nor can we demand that they all be correct, adding, this is nothing terrible. It's bad enough, but it's not terrible. Former President Richard Nixon, on his second trip outside the United States since his resignation, was a smiling, handshaking politician again, greeting crowds outside his hotel and trying a little French. He sure as hell didn't try it on Pat. Mr. Nixon is in Paris to sightsee and be interviewed on French television before going on to deliver a speech in England. He'll participate in a French call-in program and said he will answer questions in Welsh. It's pretty big, Mr. N. I'm so cynical I could just keep on doing this forever, because you know they ain't gonna be looking at my golden bunions in 100 years from now. They're gonna be selling my socks like Judy Garland, and I hope they get a good price. I mean, what with inflation and the price of rice. But man, I should worry. I own all my own songs and I wrote them myself too. I got 24 children, 14 wives, 3 mistresses, 59 accountants, 105 lawyers, 2 million fans, a postage system that never fails to land me in jail. Look for my mail, perhaps have a garage sale, and you know, go save the whale. to, you know, get a boat and go for a sail. And oh, how do you get out of this hell? I'm stuck inside of a lexicon with the Roger Searsaurus blues again. Sometimes I wish I was just George Harrison, you know, got all answers. Oh my God, oh my God.
I wish it was there. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. 'Cause now I'm an amputee.
Okay, boys, this is it. Yeah, hey, 1, 2, 3, 4. When I was a little boy, way back home in Liverpool, my mama told me I was great. Was great. Now I'm a man. A woman took me by the hand, and she told me I was great. I was in the greatest show on earth.
Speeching. Speak you clear and nasal for distance.
Ron cordially begs to inform, ma'am, all is forgiven.
Now, many people express great height with the word
ma'am. Sing you with long voice. For discharge.
Deep breathing is Nescafe for a dark voice. Deep breathing and inhaling is very impotent for broadcastle and outlying aerials. Visibility nil in Rockall and Fred Astaire. Practice daily, but not if you're Devon Duff. For sample, the word phonetically wrote must be charged grammatically with vowel pronounced strangly. E.g.
While talking on you, my Ivans are getting cold, and you know as well as I do that we must strive the Ivan while it is hot.
Regardless in Oxfam, they speak
Avon.
But in Cambridge,
Oivan.
The vowel thus stressed pronounced
pillow.
Practice, Davy, but not if you're mutton chef.
Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Look at me. Who am I supposed to be? Who am I supposed to be? Look at me. What am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to be? Look at me. Oh, my love.
What am I supposed to do? Here I am. What can I do for you? What can I do for you? Here I am. Oh, my love. Oh, my love. Look at me. Look at me, my love. Here I am. Oh, my love. Who am I? Nobody knows but me. Nobody knows but me.
I admire Yoko's work, I admire Andy Warhol. I admire Zappa a bit, but I think he's a fucking intellectual. I can't think of anybody else. I admire people from the past, you know, I admire Fellini. I don't know, a few that Yoko's into. She's educating me into things that I didn't know about before, you know, that just because of the scene I was in. So I'm getting to know some other great work that's been going on in the past and now. There's all sorts going on, you know. But I still love Little Richard, and I love Jerry Lee Lewis. You know, I mean, they like primitive painters, you know.
You made me cry when you said. Thank you.
just a minute now. Can everybody remember one thing if I tell them? You're going to be stuck with your baby. Here we go.
What they're going to do, play jazz with Jethro Tull?
No, Elton John, probably, at the Roxy.
Elton's a good friend of mine.
Well, good. He's got the same name as you, only you spell it in the front and he spells it in the back. Here we go. And you both go to the same place. Here we go.
No. I refuse. Elton's going to die young.
I remember the bass drum also on that, after that, you know, the ending here. Okay, here we go.
I'm going to be a 90-year-old guru.
All right, good. Okay, I make history, you make gurus. Here we go.
Phil, I'm going to write your history, so be careful.
Karma's gonna get you, gonna knock you right on the head.
You better get yourself together, pretty soon you're gonna be dead.
Boxes, you know, and we have to have somebody has to come in and go, you know, and rip your fucking head open for you to allow something else in, you know. I let a drug do it, you know, like acid will bash your head open and you think, fucking hell, you know, or some artists can do it, but they usually have to be dead 200 years to do it. You know, I mean, all I ever learned art school was about fucking Van Gogh and stuff. They didn't teach me anything about anybody that was alive now, or they never taught me about Marcel Duchamp, which I despise them for, you know. And Yoko's taught me about Duchamp and what he did, which is just out of this fantastic, you know. He got a fucking bike wheel and said, "This is art, you cunts," you know. He wasn't Dali. Dali's Dally's all right, but he's like Mick, you know.
Oh, so you heard about Dally in school?
No, but I mean, if you put the thing back into that age, Dally's like Mick and Duchamp is like me or you, you know. And I love Dally, but the fucking Duchamp was spot on, you know.
How can I go forward when I don't know which way I'm facing?
Take this makeup off of me. I said, Lordy, 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 take this makeup off of me. It's bad enough on the beach, but it's worse in the sea. Because I'm knocking on heaven's door. Because I'm looking for my mom. I said, Mom, take this these guns away from me. I said, Mom, take these guns away from me. I got so thin now, they're dragging me down on my knees. Oh yeah, man, do you, Mr. Jones, town? Now I've been here so long, I almost forgot my name. I said, Lord, I've been here so long, but as long as I keep touring, I'll always be in the game. Fame, brain, shame, dame, game.
So
Whilst all the town was sleepy, crept a little boy from bed to feign the wondrous people what lived when they were dead. He packed a little voucher for his dinner neath a tree, for humps a tiny dwarf or two would share a bite with me. Perchamp I'll see the Wumbalog, the highly feathered crow, the laughing, leaping Harris Tweed, and good old Uncle Joe. He packed a very truncase, clean sockers for a week, his book and Denzel for his notes, then out the windy creep. He met him friendly magic dog, all black and curlew too, what flew him fast in second class to do what he must do.